Hey guys, welcome back to SciTech Podcast. This is Charu Kalra and today I'm going to make you learn about Django. So all dynamic websites perform various functions. For a regular user, the look and feel of the website matters more. While for more sophisticated users, even the backend matters. For frontend, we have technologies like HTML, CSS and JavaScript. But what about backend? Languages like PHP, Java, Python and more help in developing backend. Django helps build the backend using Python. Django is a high-level Python web framework. It helps in maintain rapid development and clean, pragmatic design. Django makes it easier to build better web app quickly with less coding efforts. Django grew from a very practical need. In fall 2003, the world online developers ditched PHP and began using Python to develop its websites. As they built intensive, rich, interactive sites such as Lawrence.com, they began to extract a generic web development framework that let them build web application more and more quickly. They tweaked this framework constantly, adding improvement over 2 years. In summer 2005, World Online decided to open source the resulting software, Django. Django comes with the following design philosophies such as loosely coupled. Django aims to make element of its snack independent of the others. Less coding. Less code means a quick development. Don't repeat yourself. DRY. Everything should be developed only in exactly one place. Clean design. Django strictly maintains a clean design throughout its code and makes it easy to follow the best web development practices. Now let's learn about advantages of Django. Here are few advantages of using Django which can be listed out here, such as object relational mapping, ORM support. Django provides a bridge between the data model and the database engine and support a large set of database system including MySQL, Oracle, Postgres, etc. Multilingual support. Django supports multilingual websites through its built-in internationalization system, so you can develop your website which would support multiple languages. Framework support. Django has built-in support for Ajax, RSS, caching, and various other frameworks. Administration GUI. Django provides a nice ready-to-use user interface for administrative activities. Development environment. Django comes with a lightweight web server to facilitate end-to-end application development and testing. Django development environment consists of installing and setup Python, installing and setup Django, and a database system. Django is written in 100% pure Python code. Hence, we need to install Python on your system. Latest Django version requires Python 2.6.5 or higher. You can download and install the latest version of Python from www.python.org. You can download the latest version of Django from www.djangoproject.com. Extract and install Django by command cd space /django-x.xx. Next, install Django by running the command for which you will need admin privileges in Windows shell cmd. Type django-x.xx > python space setup.py space install. To test your installation, open a command prompt and type following command: C colon backward slash greater than symbol python hyphen c, in the quotes you write import space Django semicolon print function and type in that django.get_version function. Now if you see the version of Django printed on screen, then everything is ready. Django supports many database engines and we can set up any of them based on your comfort. MySQL, PostgreSQL, SQLite3, Oracle, MongoDB, Google App Engine, DataStore. Django comes with a lightweight web server. Major purpose of this is developing and testing applications. The server is pre-configured to work with Django. And more importantly, it restarts whenever you modify the code. However, Django does support Apache and other popular web servers such as LightTPD. We have detailed discussion up ahead in the coming chapters. Django is based on MVT architecture, which means Model View Template. MVT is a software design pattern for developing a web application. MVT structure has the following three parts: model, view, and template. The model acts as the interface of your data. It is responsible for maintaining data. It can be imagined as the logical data structure behind the complete application. It is represented by a database, generally relational databases such as MySQL and Postgres. The view is the user interface. What you see in your browser when you render a website is because of view. It is represented by HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and Jinja files. And a template consists of static part of the desired HTML output. It also contains special syntax describing how dynamic content will be inserted. It will be more clear from the next example. A user request for resources from Django. Django works as a controller and checks the available resources in the URL. If URL maps, a view is called that interact with the model and template. It renders a template Django that responds back to the user and send a template as a response. In the next topic, we will learn how to create a basic project in Django. You might have gotten a hold on how the MVT structure in Django works. In this coming up unit, we will learn how to create a project, creating a basic project to render a template using MVT architecture. We will use MVT to render data to a local server. To initiate a project of Django on your PC, open terminal and enter the following command: Django-admin start project, project name. A new folder with the name project name will be created. Let's say the project name be programming Django. To enter the project using terminal, enter command cd space project name. Create a new file views.py inside the project folder where settings.py, urls.py and other files are stored. Save the above given code in it. Open urls.py inside the project folder, project name and add your entry. Import hello world function from views.py file. The command will be from project name.views import hello world. Add an entry in your URL field inside URL patterns. That will be path function. And in the quotes you write ph forward slash comma hello world. Now run the server, follow these steps. Open CMD and change directory to env underscore site by following command. Cd space env underscore site. Now go to script directory inside env underscore site and activate virtual environment. Type cd space script. Enter. Activate. Return to the env underscore site directory and go to the project directory. Cd dot dot. Enter. cdph. Then run it. Now start the server. Start the server by typing the following command in the command prompt. Python space manage.py run server. Bingo! You are done with creating and rendering a basic project. So that's all for now, guys. See you in the next segment with Django. Until then, peace out.